Our gospel lesson this morning comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 1 through 18, and can be found in your pew Bibles on page 1685. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked at the strips of linen lying down, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from the scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated there where Jesus' body had been, one at the head, the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They had taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this time she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it that you're looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned to him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. The word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Loving and gracious God, as we meditate on your word and hear your word proclaimed, open up our hearts, open up our minds, and let us hear what the Spirit is saying to us today. Amen. I've been going to church a long time, and when I try to think back of memories of Sundays past, in particular and special Sundays, there's really only one Sunday that I can particularly remember something happening and what Sunday that was. I don't remember too many Baptism of the Lord Sundays. I don't remember too many 20th Sundays of ordinary time. I don't even necessarily remember too many third Sundays of Advent. But I remember Easter Sunday mornings. I have many fond memories of them. When I was really, really little, my mom and I would go to the sunrise service. And it was just very exciting because, one, I got to go and my brothers would sleep in. Two, I had a different point of view about church and worship back then. And I kind of saw this checking off a mark. And I'm like, if I went to the early service, I wouldn't have to go to the later service. And I'd get it all done with right away. Now, I appreciate many of you who came to the sunrise service did come back for this second service, but I had a slightly different point of view back then, and I was just excited to get it over with. And then after the sunrise service, we'd go to Dunkin' Donut with my mom and my mom's friend and my friend, and we'd have chocolate chip muffins, and I just have really fond memories of Easter Sundays past, and maybe you do as well, that maybe you have memories of when the whole sanctuary was full. Or maybe you have memories of special dresses or hats, or maybe a time when women wore gloves to church. Maybe you have memories of loved ones spending good quality time in worship with your families and then going home for a meal. Maybe you have memories of flowers and just beautiful celebrations and special rituals maybe your home church did. Maybe you have a special dish that you like to have for Easter or a special dessert. That many of us today have many special memories, fond memories. And we come to church on Easter Sunday a little bit excited, with a little bit of a spring in our step. Every Sunday, we celebrate the resurrected Christ. We celebrate that there's an empty tomb. But on Easter Sunday, it's that par excellence. It's just a little bit better. And we come a little bit more excited to worship than we normally do. And when we think about our own excitement and our own enthusiasm for Easter Sunday and our fond memories, it's in stark contrast to that first Sunday of Easter so long ago. That when Mary, and maybe some other women, because she said plural we to the disciples, when they went to the tomb, or when she went to the tomb, I imagine she wasn't excited. I imagine she wasn't happy. First of all, Sunday was not a day off. It was a work day. So she had to be coming really early in the morning before she had her other work to do. Second, she was going to the tomb of her teacher, her beloved master. And at any time you're going to visit the death, the burial site of your loved one, it has to be hard. In the Gospel of John, it's not exactly clear why she's going there, but in the other Gospels, we get the sense that she's probably going to finish what they had to do to prepare the body, and that they hadn't, in the haste to get him buried, done all that they needed to do. And not only did she come there with sad and mourning, but then her sorrow turned into confusion and anxiety. She goes to the tomb expecting to see soldiers and a stone, and there's no stone, and we don't really get a sense of the soldiers in here, and then it's empty. What happened to her master's body? Bodies just don't walk off normally. She was so confused, so puzzled, she ran to the other disciples, who then ran to the tomb because this didn't make any sense to them. And Peter came, and he was puzzled. The beloved disciple, who we don't know who that disciple is, that we usually think it's John because it's the Gospel of John, and maybe it's John, it's probably John. And he seems puzzled at first, but then starts to believe. But as soon as it says it starts to have faith, it says, but they didn't really understand it. So there's a little bit of ambiguity in the text. And it creates a contrast that our experience of Sunday of Easter is full of joy, full of celebration, and we are excited. But that was not the case that Sunday so long ago. They were sad. They were anxious. They were mourning. They were confused. They really had no idea what happened to Jesus. And it's a story of how do we respond to an empty tomb and the resurrected Christ. And one of my favorite parts of this story then is when Mary encounters Jesus. And like Jesus had said, the sheep will know the shepherd by their voice. Well, when she hears Jesus' voice, she recognizes him and she apparently clings to him, because Jesus says, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go tell my brothers and tell them that I am ascending to my Father and your Father, my God and your God." And it's this beautiful image of Mary holding on to Jesus once she recognizes him. But then Jesus having this beautiful statement that you need to go tell my other followers that they are my siblings. They're my brothers. They're my sisters. And that because of what I've done on the cross, we're all now part of God's family. That my Father is your Father. That my God is your God. And that gets to the point of my sermon today. How do we respond to the empty tomb and the resurrected Christ? We respond to the empty tomb by sharing the good news. Mary wanted to hold on to Jesus, but Jesus said, go out and share the good news with my other followers. And it's a message for us as a church. We all come here with many different emotional states, many different places in our faith journeys. And for some of us this morning, we don't know how to respond to the empty tomb. Maybe we haven't encountered the resurrected Christ. Maybe we haven't had someone witness to us about God's great redemptive power and how it's changed their lives through the relationship of Jesus. Maybe we don't necessarily know that God is our Father and that Jesus is our brother. And for those of you who might be experiencing that, we as the church have an obligation to you to be the resurrected Christ, to be the body of Christ, to share the good news that Christ has risen, that Christ is our brother, God is our Father, and that we are now part of God's family. But for those of us who do believe this good news, we need to respond to the empty tomb by sharing this good news to the world. I think there's a temptation, especially on Easter Sunday morning, to just want to cherish this moment, to just hold on to Jesus like Mary did and not want to let go. But Jesus said that she had to go out and tell others about the good news. And that we as a church have then an obligation to not hold on to Jesus, not to keep Jesus to ourselves, not to hold Jesus on Easter Sunday morning, but to respond to the empty tomb by sharing the good news that Jesus is resurrected. That in our words, in our deeds, in our actions, and in the moments where we don't act, that we can be a witness to the resurrected Christ in the world. To share the good news that we are now part of God's family because of our relationship with Jesus. That Jesus is our brother. That God is our Father. We live in a world that needs to hear good news. We live in a world full of sin and death. We live in a world where people are convinced that death is the end. We live in a world where people think that once you get to a certain point, it's over. We live in a world where people have just been frustrated and just have given up. But as I had said at the first service, that because of the resurrection, God can redeem anything. And because of the resurrection, we have hope and faith, and that we can go to the empty places, like the empty tomb, and share the good news that there is a hope, and that hope is in Christ. We respond to the empty tomb by sharing the good news that we are now all part of God's family, that God is our Father, Jesus is our brother. And we don't cling and we don't hold on to that, but we go out and share that with the world. Amen.